action shows that this is exactly what he's doing, surrendering to an alien power our own hard-won leadership position in the world, our wealth, our young men and women in the armed forces, our national parks, our historic sites, our authority over our own environmental policies, food policies, population policies, economic and trade policies, and more. America must make a choice because there's no middle ground. We can either become the shining city on the hill that Ronald Reagan envisioned, or we can cross Bill Clinton's bridge into the 21st century, a bridge to a brave new world of global governance in which the light of the shining city is snuffed out by the global, by the darkness of a global socialist bureaucracy. Will America continue to be the last best hope of man on earth? Or will America become a memory of what almost was and what could have been? My friend, we will decide that question. Now, brothers and sisters, Michael Reagan's perspective on end time events is not the Adventist perspective on end time events. But the idea that there's that the United Nations is intending to bring the world under its control in the very near future is even acknowledged by somebody that is mainstream. It's easy to see. This is an agreement with Bible prophecy. The times in which we live are the times in which Revelation 13 is being fulfilled, when the United States is about to force the whole world to worship the beast of Catholicism. The whole world is going to set up this image of the beast. And this world government that will control things will be on a socialistic platform, as pointed out by Michael Reagan. Now, not only does Michael Reagan not have the Adventist perspective on these events, even though he has some very keen insight on what is transpiring in the world, you'll find that Michael Reagan is one of the most outspoken supporters of the Promise Keepers in the United States. So we see some men have some glimpses of what truth is, that some men that are outside of Adventism, but at the same time, they're being drawn in to these other influences that Satan has orchestrated and has set in motion. Brothers and sisters, the only people that have the availability of information that can give clarity to the things that are going on in the world today are the people that are living by the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. That's you and I. We have a responsibility to those in the world that care about issues but don't have the proper perspective. We have a responsibility to begin raising that warning message. And Sister White's warned we're going to have to do in hard times, which we could have done in easy. And it's our prayer at Future for America.